USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Thanksgiving will look a lot different than it did a year ago, with more folks feeling comfortable about traveling. We're seeing that in the skies with the most travelers since the pandemic began. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week cautions about those holiday get-togethers.
If you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. There's no reason not to do that. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated.
Former Surgeon General Jerome Adams predicts there will be a winter surge of COVID-19 cases as families reconvene for the holidays. A significant storm system expected to disrupt major airports the early part of this week. Particularly powerful winds expected across much of the east through Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden celebrating a birthday.
President Biden celebrating his 79th birthday on Saturday, attending church services in Wilmington, Delaware, along with his sister Valerie and his daughter Ashley. Earlier in the day, the former President Barack Obama was on Twitter wishing his former VP a happy birthday and calling on his friend and brother, adding, "I'm grateful for all you're doing to build this country back better."
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting, searchers in British Columbia have located the bodies of three people who were swept away by landslides following record rainfall that paralyzed parts of the province. That rainfall washed out roads and railways and cut off Vancouver and the lower mainland region from the rest of the country. Moving and shaking in the top 25 of college football, Ohio State with their blowout of Michigan State moves to the number 2 spot. Spartans fall back to 12th, and Oregon with their loss to Utah falls from number 4 to 11. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Protesters taking to the streets in several European countries this weekend to demonstrate against COVID-19 vaccine mandates after governments ramped up restrictions in recent days. Tens of thousands of people protesting in Vienna, Salzburg, and other Austrian cities after the government announced implementation of a nationwide lockdown to deal with what is described as a surge of COVID-19 cases. The Austrian government said it will make vaccines mandatory for everyone starting in February. Elected officials in Germany say they're considering vaccine mandates for everyone as well after Austria's government announced the move. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing legislation into law this week prohibiting vaccine mandates.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a package of anti-COVID-19 vaccine mandate bills into law Thursday in Brandon, Florida, a thinly veiled jab at President Biden.
We were here to celebrate a great city in the state of Florida, a freedom city, and it's important that when you have the federal government overreaching like Joe Biden's doing, that we sign legislation to protect Floridians, and doing it here in Brandon, you know, I think it's especially meaningful because I think people here really appreciate it.
In a rebuke to the White House, the legislative package prevents some workers from being required to get vaccinated. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You can expect to pay more for that Christmas tree this year. Experts saying prices up as much as 10 to 30%. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.